Welcome back. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're building something seriously powerful. A jacked, weighty kick sequence for deep jungle and dark DNB. Not just a hard kick. We're talking about kick phrasing that pushes the break, leans into the bass line, and creates that humid, threatening, rolling atmosphere that feels alive. The big idea here is simple. In jungle, the kick is not just a hit. It's part of the groove architecture. It's a rhythmic weight source. It's a pressure tool. If you get this right, the drums don't just sit under the track, they drive the whole record. Let's start with the tempo. Set your project to 172 BPM. That's a very solid zone for this style, fast enough to move, but still giving the kick enough space to breathe and hit with authority. Now pick a break that has some character. You want clear transient attack, some natural tail, and a bit of grit in the mid so it survives processing. Amen style breaks work great, so do dusty old school funk cuts with strong cymbal motion. The important thing is that the break already feels like it has a pulse. Drag the break into an audio track, then slice it into a drum rack. You can use sliced a new MIDI track and choose transient if you want the most precise chop points, or 1/16 if you want a more grid-based workflow. For this lesson, slicing to MIDI is ideal because it lets us build a kick sequence that lives inside the break rather than sitting on top of it. That's a really important mindset shift. We're not pasting a kick over the top. We're integrating it into the break ecosystem. Now find the kick-heavy slice. Usually there's one slice in the break that carries the low-end thump and the main body of the kick. That's your anchor. From there, you're going to build what I'd call a kick weight sequence. The pattern should feel deliberate, like it's adding propulsion and tension instead of just repeating a loop. A strong starting shape for two bars at 172 BPM might be this. In bar 1, place a kick on beat 1, then a lighter ghost kick on the end of 1, then a main kick on beat 2, and another lighter support hit near the end of the bar. In bar 2, keep the downbeat solid, add a push hit later in the bar, and introduce one slightly unexpected support note to keep the phrase moving. The exact rhythm can change, but the principle stays the same. Anchor hits stay strong, support hits create lean, and ghost hits add motion. If you're doing this with MIDI slices, vary the velocity. That's huge. Don't make every kick equally heavy. Think in rolls. Your anchor hits should be the strongest. Your push hits can set a little lower. Your ghost hits should be noticeably softer. That velocity language gives the phrase shape. It makes the kick feel like it's speaking rather than just pounding. If you're working with audio instead of MIDI, duplicate the kick slice onto its own track and place the hits manually. Audio gives you subframe precision, which can be really nice for advanced drum editing. Either way, keep the main downbeats locked. You can nudge supporting hits a touch ahead or behind the grid for feel, but don't let the whole pattern drift. The main kick needs authority. Next, tighten the source. Open the clip and check the gain and tail length. In DNB, you usually want the kick to feel short and heavy, not long and bloated. If the tail is smearing into the bass line, trim it. Use fade in and fade out to avoid clicks, and keep warping to a minimum unless you actually need it. The cleaner the kick source, the easier it is to shape into something big without losing groove. Now let's build the kick in layers. This is where it starts to get serious. First layer is the body. This can be the original kick slice from the break. Its job is to bring the natural drum identity, some low-mid punch, and some grit. Second layer is the punch. This is a short, transient-rich kick sample or even a synthesized kick. If you want to make one with Ableton stock tools, operator is perfect. Use a sine wave, add a quick downward pitch envelope, keep the decay very short, and stay in mono. That gives you a tight synthetic push under the break. Third layer is the click or attack. This can be a tiny transient from another break slice, or a very short top layer click. This layer helps the kick cut through dense atmospheres and heavy bass. In dark jungle mixes, that top definition can be the difference between a kick that disappears and a kick that punches through the whole room. Now process each layer with intention. On the body layer, use EQ weight to clear any rumble under the very low end if needed, maybe around 20 to 30 Hz. If the kick has a nice fundamental, you can give it a small boost around 50 to 80 Hz. But only if the sample supports it. If it's boxy, cut some mud around 180 to 350 Hz. Then use drum bus for some density. Keep the drive moderate, use a bit of boom only if it helps, and bring the transients up slightly if the kick needs more edge. A touch of saturator with soft clip on can give it harmonic weight and help it translate better. On the punch layer, use EQ8 to keep it out of the sub pocket. High pass somewhere around 40 to 60 Hz so it doesn't fight the body. If it needs more presence, Emphasize the 100 to 140 Hz area a little. Keep it mono with utility and trim the gain if it starts dominating. Its job is punch, not bass overload. On the click layer, high pass it much higher, maybe around 200 to 400 Hz, because this layer is all about attack. A tiny bit of saturation can help it cut through. If you want, you can add just a whisper of reverb or hybrid reverb to seed it in the atmosphere, but be careful. Too much wash and you flatten the impact. In this style, punch is sacred. Once those layers feel good, route them all into a kick bus. This is where the combined drum image gets unified. On the bus, use EQ8 to clean up sub rumble and maybe carve a little mud if the stacked layers are building up around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add glue compressor with a fairly relaxed attack, a medium release, and only a couple dB of gain reduction. You're gluing, not crushing. After that, use saturator again with soft clip-on for a little extra weight and utility to keep the low-end mono and controlled. This step is about making the kick feel like one instrument instead of three separate sounds. Now for the motion. This is where the sequence really starts to breathe. Use velocity to create a pressure pattern. Your main downbeat should be high velocity. Your support hits should step down a little. Ghost notes should be much lighter. That gives the kick a sense of lean, which is exactly what makes jungle phrasing feel dangerous and alive. Micro timing matters too. You can place some ghost hits slightly behind the grid to make them feel heavier, or slightly ahead to create tension. Just keep the anchor hits locked. If everything swings too much, the track loses its authority. We want motion, not wobble. You can also borrow groove from a break in the groove pool. Try a subtle amount, maybe 10 to 25%, but apply it carefully. The main kick should stay in control. Let the supporting hits pick up the movement. Now think about the bass. This is critical. The kick and bass need to have a conversation. Use sidechain compression on the bass, keyed from the kick bus, so the kick has room to speak. Keep the ducking short and controlled. Fast attack, release time to the groove. If your bass is a res or a deep sub, carve space around the kick's fundamental with EQ8. If the kick is living around 55 to 60 Hz, don't let the bass sit there at full strength all the time. That's how you get muddy low end. Instead, let each element own its lane. At this point, the atmosphere becomes the final frame around the drum work. Add rain, vinyl noise, distant jungle ambience, low-pass field recordings, eerie risers, whatever fits your world. But filter them. High-pass the atmospheres so they don't clutter the low end. Use low-pass filtering, EQ cleanup below 150 to 250 Hz, and keep the dense atmospheric stuff away from the kick's core frequencies. The trick is contrast. The darker and thicker the atmosphere, the more the kick can feel like it's cutting through the fog. Arrangement is where you turn a good loop into a real weapon. Don't just repeat the same two bars forever. Start with a filtered intro, then bring in sparse kick accents, then hit the full drop with bass and the complete sequence. After eight bars, make a variation. Drop one kick, shift one support hit, add a fill, or swap in a tom or low rim for one of the weaker notes. Jungle loves interruption. The space between the hits is part of the groove. You can also create negative space writing by removing a kick where the listener expects one. That tiny absence can make the next hit feel much larger. This is a classic pressure trick. Sometimes leaving something out hits harder than adding another note. Here's a really useful coaching note. Think in accents, not just hits. The best kick phrases create a sense of lean. If every kick is equally massive, the phrase stops moving. You want a pattern of force and release. That's what gives the drums life. Also, compare your kick bus to a reference loop at the same BPM and matched loudness. Don't just listen for volume. Listen for shape, pressure, and how the kick sits against the break. And check the whole thing in mono at low volume. If it still feels strong there, you've got real weight, not just loudness tricks. A few common traps to avoid. Don't make the kick tail too long, or it will smear into the bass. Don't overprocess every layer into mush. Don't let the kick and sub sit in the exact same frequency space all the time. Don't swing the main downbeats too much. And always phase check your low layers. A tiny nudge or polarity flip can make the whole kick lock in much harder. For a more advanced move, resample the kick bus once it feels right. Print it to audio, then lightly process the rendered version. Sometimes the printed kick sounds more unified and more finished than the layered live version. You can even rechop the resample if you want to create a new mutant version of the same groove. If you want extra dirt, use a parallel return with saturator, redux, overdrive, and EQ8. Blend in a little of that return for menace and texture. Don't drown the kick in dirt. Use parallel grime as seasoning, not as the main meal. Before we wrap, Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a two-bar kick phrase at 172 BPM using a sliced break. Make one version that's heavy and straightforward, one that's tense and unstable, and one that's wider and more atmospheric. Keep the same source material, same tempo, and same bass line. Only change the phrasing, layering, and processing. Then test each version solo, with bass, with atmosphere, and at low volume. The best one is the one that still feels strong in every context. So to recap, slice a strong break, build a kick sequence with anchors and support hits, shape the kick with layering, keep the low end mono and controlled, use velocity and micro timing for motion, leave space for the bass, and use arrangement contrast to make the whole thing hit harder. If you get that balance right, the drums won't just loop, they'll drive the entire track.